From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A federal grand jury in New York is beginning to work on the case against the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, as well as four other men. An indictment is expected within weeks. But there are still lots of details to be worked out before any trial, such as who the attorneys will be and who the judge will be. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains, the judge is selected in an old-fashioned way by the spin of a wheel.
Security in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan has always been tight. There are half a dozen guards channeling visitors through metal detectors and X-ray machines. No watches, no cameras, no cell phones, and this is just on a normal day. When the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four others are tried here, the whole operation is expected to go high-tech. Closed-circuit cameras, a courtroom retrofitted with a skiff. That's a sensitive, compartmented information facility, essentially a soundproof room. And they'll use it to discuss the classified evidence that will likely be presented in the case. So it seems rather odd that one of the most important steps in the case, choosing a judge, will be done with something that sounds like this. That's a judge's wheel, a solid wooden box that spins on a kind of rotisserie. Think old-fashioned bingo cage. But instead of B11 or N42, the box contains 3x5 index cards with judges' names on them. You can see these wooden wheels sitting right up on the bench in the Southern District's courtrooms. Clifford Kirsch is an administrator of the court in the Southern District of New York.
When a case is brought in, a defendant is brought in before a magistrate judge, the magistrate judge will then pull from one of the three wheels, and the wheels are divided by the length of the case.
The first wheel is used to pick judges for simple criminal cases, likely to last 1 to 5 days. The second wheel, 5 to 20 days. And a third wheel is for the major cases, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's, that are likely to last longer.
It may be old-fashioned, but it provides at least a total transparency on the assignment of judges to criminal cases.
What's interesting about the wheels is it's somewhat of, physically, it's an anachronism, and it harkens back to a different time, but it works.
Josh Dreitel has been involved with many of the high-profile terrorism cases that have been tried in New York.
There is no ambiguity. When you see, when you're sitting in court and the magistrate spins the wheel and puts his hand in and picks it out, you know it's a random assignment.
The Justice Department may not want to leave such an important decision to chance in the 9/11 case, given the stakes. It could petition not to use the wheel. But to do that would make the process look less fair, which is something they're going to have to take into account. Most courts pick judges randomly, but use a computer program to do so. The Southern District has decided to stick with its wooden wheel.
We have a shop here in Lake Luzerne.
That's Mark Morgan. He runs a company called Specialties Unlimited in Lake Luzerne, New York. This is one of the few places in the whole country that still makes the wheel. They came to the business by accident. One day, back in the 1970s, a clerk of the court in Rochester brought in a broken wheel and asked Morgan's father if he could make one.
My father took a look at it, and he said, well, we can build it for X amount of dollars, less than what they had bids for. So it sort of snowballed from there.
Although snowballed might not exactly be the right term.
We haven't sold many lately, you know, in the last 8 or 9 years.
But Morgan says the 9/11 trial might change all that. Do you know who Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is?
Yes.
Well, do you know that they're going to be using one of your wheels to pick his judge?
I sort of kidded my wife saying that, oh, now it's getting a little publicity because of the big trial, I guess. I just wish some more court districts across the country would need some new ones. We have 7 or 8 of them in stock.
Wheels go for $545 plus shipping and handling. It's unclear if or when the Southern District will spin the wheel in Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's case. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.